Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 337. Instead of all the way out, it sounds insane when we say it like that. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
I feel old. I feel so old.
Right. Methuselah's on the podcast this time.
Jeff is here as well.
I am one with the Force. The Force is all up inside me.
Ew. Get that Force out of you, man.
Fozzie is here.
Yeah. Oh, cool, you got in.
Yeah, it took just like 10 minutes. And weird. Oh.
And Pete's here as well.
What's up?
So Jeff and I finished The Last Guardian. Not we didn't do it together, but we both did finish it separately.
Does it have a good ending?
Jeff?
I thought the ending was good.
Yeah.
I had a better idea for the ending, but
Jeff is a twisted black soul.
he wanted to have to eat the bird in the end in order to survive.
Something like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe they would eat it. I don't know. the way it ends is there's a sacrifice made by one of them, and Jeff wanted that sacrifice to also involve being murdered.
Jesus.
That game's pretty good. I liked it the more I played of it.
I liked it the more I played it as well, but...
There's a couple spots, maybe in the last third, that I wanted to bang my head against the wall for.
How long was it by the end?
It's longer than I thought it was going to be, honestly.
I think it took me about 13 hours. There is an achievement for finishing it in 5, but I think you'd have to know every damn...
You'd have to know the solutions at that point, right?
Yeah, and you'd have to get the damn bird doll to behave. Like, it would have to do what you want immediately, almost, I think.
Yeah.
Jeff, did you run into any issues where just like you're ordering Bird Dog to do something and Trico would not do it?
I mean, he had his delayed reaction throughout, I guess. Like, but I mean, generally, like, I would get him to eventually do what I wanted.
So we talked last week about like where I was at, I still had the laser pointer, but that got taken away after he ate me, and then you learned some commands later on. I think Jeff had already gotten the commands. I was able to figure out, like, the game does not tell you what those commands are at all.
Yeah,
I think they're pretty easy to figure out if you play a little bit with it.
I only really had to learn one, which was like go up. That's all you really use them for.
They correspond to your actions. So
yeah,
like circle is grab something, so you can have Trico. Like, he doesn't ever actually grab anything, but like he'll push at something with his nose. You can have like X is a like shove, I guess. Triangle was jump, and a square was attack. So,
yeah, so all I ever had to use was triangle.
Right, you don't really need to have him attack anything because you just jump on his back, and any enemies that are there, he'll just take care of.
I don't know. I think it's an interesting game. There's things I really like about it.
Sure.
And it has a heart and a soul to it that, a lot of games don't.
Yeah, I actually felt something for that bird dog thing by the end.
Well, it just feels like something that was like a passion project on, like, I don't know, most games we get, like Call of Duty, fucking Battlefield. I don't know. You could go down the line.
You think nine years.
And, yeah, like, there's things that I appreciate about it. It's the type of game that I like. It's all puzzles. But, like, there are so many fucking problems that I had with the game that, like, if I had to rate it, like, on a 1 to 10, I would give it, like, a 6.5, honestly. Like, there's too many major problems with it, and...
What were major problems you ran into? I'm not sure I ran into any. It's a bit.
I think the major. Well, yeah, I mean, technical issues. There's tons of them, but I mean, at a core level, I think that like figuring out what the fuck you're supposed to be doing is too vague. Like, it's just.
So I did think that at first, like, because you're just dropped into this big area, but there is a visual language that. By the middle of the game, I was finally starting to understand. Like, there are blue tiles that
point
you in the right direction, which, like, I didn't notice at first, but going back to those beginning areas, like, they are there. It's just, like, I don't know why I was missing them. Maybe it's just, like, they're not, like...
They're not always there. They're not always there, dude. You're not... This game does not point you where to go for the most part.
I think if you go back to those areas, you will see that there are almost always like at least the starting spot, kind of like
get you on your path. This,
yeah,
I don't know.
Like, it was I spent like an hour banging my head against the wall for this one puzzle, and really it was just like there are these blue fucking tiles over there. I just needed to jump up there, jump onto another thing, and. I would have been out of the fucking room. Instead, I was just like running around this room trying to jump on ledges that I couldn't jump on.
I don't know. I just feel I am predisposed to like this type of game, and for me to go here, it's too vague with what it wants out of you.
I think you're predisposed to hate everything in 2016.
That's right.
Maybe. I don't know. Like, I just think that like. If I'm sitting there as a person who, like, would naturally want to love this game going, like, I don't know, like, I'm figuring out what to do, but I don't really feel like I have a grasp on everything that's happening. And, like, it's a problem when you're like, all right, I think I should go this way. And you tell Trico, like, let's go this way. And he doesn't respond at first. And you're like, all right, so I guess maybe that's wrong. And then you dick around doing, right. like, other stuff.
It ultimately ends up being in the spot you wanted to go originally.
Yeah, like the first thing you thought was right. It's just the game, like, Trico specifically does not respond to you, like, quickly enough so that you think that it was wrong. Like, I don't know. It's not, like, a killer, but, like, I don't know. I think, like, and then there's definitely tons of technical, like, shortcomings. Like, we said last week, the camera is fucking ass. It's terrible. Like, I think your character movement is not good. The fact that Trico does not respond well, like, I don't know. It's just, like, it all adds up. Like, it doesn't, like, kill the game for me, but, like, a lesser game, like, a lesser type of game like this, it would kill. I'd just be like, well, fuck all this. Why am I dealing with all this? There's enough there to, like, get me through it, but I don't think, like, I will ever play this again, and I replay games I like all the time, like, you know, I've already played Tomb Raider from last year twice. You know what I mean? And this is just like,
did you
too much of a pain in the ass?
Did you play Ico or Shadow of the Colossus? Have you ever played
only a little bit? Like, I never beat either of them.
This game has a lot of the same issues that those two did.
Sure, I could see that. Yeah, it's still got ass controls. Like,
yeah. That is the biggest issue with this is like he feels very swimmy, like very slidey across everything.
Yeah, and just like do stupid things like, all right, I'm on Trico, I'm trying to get off of him, jump off him or fall off him, and like it doesn't do what I want it to do. Like I'm trying to press triangle to jump off of him, and instead he just starts like climbing up him more. I'm like, god damn it, dude!
Or he's like humping his back,
and it's like. Yeah. Or like you're trying to climb up him, but you're like upside down on him or some shit. You're like, what the fuck, dude? And then like, and that really like is not a huge issue because it's just all puzzles. But like, as they try to get more sequences near the end, like, oh my god, I was just like, fuck this, dude. Why are you making me do this? Like.
Which one in particular are you?
I'm thinking of when you'd have like tons of the soldiers near the end.
Okay.
When you'd run into like a ton of these soldiers and you're like, dude, neither. Like, I control like shit and I can barely tell this fucking bird dog what to do. Like, I don't remember specifically what was aggravating me last night as I got near the end. I don't know, there'd just be like a bunch of stuff going on. I'm like, come on, Trico, let's go. Let's fucking go. I know what we're doing. Let's go. Like,
well, I had to learn that Trico can't really be hurt.
Like, yeah, yeah.
So it's like either jump on his back and allow him to take things out and then kind of work from there, or kind of just stay out of his way anytime there was combat, because like you are not equipped to engage in combat with enemies in that at all. Evidently, there's an achievement, like I couldn't figure out. Like, I guess you could jump on their back and rip their heads off, but...
Ew.
Oh, they're all like weird spirit soldiers, so
they're basically like suits of armor.
Yeah.
So like, you're just basically ripping a helmet off.
Yeah, and their helmet is like their brain. Like if you take their helmet off, it falls off. I did get pretty good at using the laser pointer once I got that back though.
Okay, there was something. Oh, yeah, that was a part I remember near the end too. I'm trying to point the laser pointer at certain fucking things, right? And Trico's walking right in front of me. As I'm trying to
yes, because well, there's a couple dude. Spots where you are on a ledge, and there's not much room for you. Period. And then like you need to aim the laser pointer across a chasm for Trico's tail to shoot his lightning over there, and. And instead, he like gets in front of you, and now like you're aiming at the back of his head.
Yep,
dumb bird dog. Goddamn yeah. animals.
Yeah, it's. I don't know, dude. I think you liked it more than me, which surprises me. But
I did. I really liked it, but I also really liked Eco, and I enjoyed being in that environment, figuring out, you know, exploring that area and. Getting out of there.
I don't know. I don't know how you get through these games, but you can't get through the 3D Zelda games. It's crazy.
I don't know. Like that, I'm still trying. Like I'm still in like the first 5 hours of fucking Twilight Princess. It's so slow.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that would make sense.
Once it gets going, though, that's a really fun one because it's like just all dungeons and you know stuff I like, but. I mean,
I
find that more palatable than this. This is like really like this is like art house fucking Zelda. You know, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you'd end up liking Eco or Shadow of the Colossus then.
No, I thought Shadow of the Colossus was neat from what I played of it, but again, it was like the controls were just like fucked. And Eco, I think I bought Eco on PS3, and I did not play it enough to like. I don't even know if I played it at all. I might have played it for 10 minutes and went, what the fuck is this? Gave up.
All right, well.
There's something there though. There's yeah. I mean, I'm shitting on it, but like, it has enough charm to it that like, I'm happy I played it.
I mean, you finished it, so.
Yeah, and I did think that the ending, like, the whole like narrative was cool. Like, even though it's not much, it's what's there is cool.
I will say that, so it was, I got it at Best Buy on disc, so it was 48 plus tax. And then I did trade it in after I finished it, and I got like $27.50 for it at GameStop, so I paid like, I don't know, what, $20 for it.
Yeah, I might trade it in as well, because like I said, I just, the game was too much of a pain in the ass to play for me to probably go back to it.
It's why I've never really gone back to either Eco or Shadow of the Colossus. I think they're great games in that one moment, that experience that you have. But
yeah.
Like then like you get into the actual playing of them again, and the mechanics are
it's a turn off.
Kind of wonky. Yeah. It's like I don't actually want to play this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We also played some Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stardew it.
Jeff, I think you played a little bit more than I have.
Maybe. I played like an hour or two at best.
Yeah, I think you're just a little bit far. Like, I checked Xbox, like, it has leaderboards for everything, and like, yeah. I'm 3 of 3 now. Don has played a lot of it.
It's amazing.
Like, a lot. It only came out yesterday. I think he's put 4 hours into it already, so...
It's a definite. You can tell it's a time suck. That's for sure. Like if you want to just chill out and fuck around. It's great for that.
Yeah. So, Jeff, where do you stand on it after like an hour of play?
I think it's cool. Like, I don't know how into it I will get overall, or like if I'm gonna be in love with it, like some of us. But like, honestly, so far I'm finding just like exploring the world to be neat, like just finding out what's out there and what's, you know.
I like that there's a quest, kind of like a quest log.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Which kind of gives me a sense of purpose. Like that's something that like Animal Crossing didn't really have for me. It's like, never really knew what I was supposed to be doing in Animal Crossing. And this doesn't really like kind of give you a basic outline of what you're supposed to be doing. You can do whatever you want, it looks like, but there's a purpose for some things.
Yeah, it tries to direct you a little bit in the beginning, just to give you like some goal.
Yeah, there are goals and stuff, but you could totally just like focus on whatever you want, I'm sure. Like,
right. I'm trying.
It's not like you're gonna die if all you're doing it. It's like say you got really into, I don't know, fishing or whatever. It's not like you're gonna die because you're neglecting some other part of like what you're supposed to be doing. As far as I can tell, it's more like, I don't know, just do what you want, man. Like, you know, make a farm, I guess. Like,
right.
Like, that part of it, like, I do find a little tedious, which is like I think one of the reasons I never got into Harvest Moon, but like. So far, I'm finding this world way more interesting than Harvest Moon. I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. Like, and I have no idea the depths of it or how many systems are in it and like what exactly is going on.
It looks like there's a lot going on.
I seem
a little overwhelmed, honestly. Like, there's like, I don't know, maybe I wasn't playing enough. Like, if I drop things in my box, like, the mayor comes and takes it away and gives me money.
Yeah, that's like the cash-in. That's like how you'll...
But you could also just go sell them at a store, right?
Yes, but you won't get experience for that.
Oh, so you want to put them in the box.
Yeah, you got to put them in the box. That's the stuff that'll give you experience.
All right. See, that's something they didn't really
explain. Like the stuff that you'll find on the ground will usually not give you any experience, so it's good to sell that because that's actually worth a lot more money than it is experience. Like, sometimes you'll find flowers or whatever, you know.
Yeah, like I found a shell on the beach.
That stuff actually can sometimes be worth experience. I don't know. It's tricky. Sometimes they don't make it clear, but until you try it.
But you throw it all. You throw anything in the box, you're gonna get money and experience, right? Like, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So why would you fuck around? Like, and that's like, I wish I could remember better because I was playing it like late last night. Like, I remember when I was playing it, I was like, I have so many questions right now, and I wish I could. Oh, you know what? Here's something I want to know. Can you pause or save the goddamn game?
No. Yeah.
You can save the game.
Well, you right? save the game when you sleep. There's no like quick save.
That's it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just go back to your house and save at the day.
And you can't pause it, right? Like,
I mean, if you pause the, if you like press a small, I guess, on a keyboard, you press escape. It'll and bring up the menu with like the options and stuff.
It's like the back button.
Yeah, it'll pause the game. Like, time doesn't pass when you do that.
Really? I thought it was. Okay.
I'm almost 100% sure.
Time passes really quickly too.
Yes, because it wants you to okay, this day is only doing this, and this day is only doing this.
Right. I feel like I'm not optimizing my time, which is a little bit stressful.
It can be in the beginning of the game when you aren't entirely sure what to do.
Right, so like, it's like, go introduce yourself to everybody. I'm like, but my yard looks like shit.
And that's a quest that you don't need, that you can finish over time, because I've been playing, I started a new game, and I put like 12 hours into it, and I haven't done that yet.
I've been trying to find all the people. I think I'm like 4 short right now. I don't know. Yeah, but like, here's the thing. It's like, let's say you get sucked into one aspect. Like, Chris and me are probably right now most concerned about cleaning up our yard.
Right.
Whatever. Like, there's no like fail state to the game, right? So it's like if I just want to do that, I can do that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not like I'm neglecting something else that's going to fuck me over.
I mean, the only
you want to make sure that you water your plants and stuff, because if you don't,
sure,
I haven't gotten to the plant port yet.
So. They'll die, and then it'll be harder to make money.
No, like my yard is such a fucking shithole.
They give you parts
for a very long time.
Yeah, they're just sitting there. Cause like I'm like, where the hell would I plant this? Everything looks like garbage.
I just made a little square to the right of my house, and you know, and then I'm watering them every day while I continue to like chop away at the yard. Like,
yeah, this is why I'm not good at like games like Minecraft and other shit either, though. Cause like my OCD kicks in, and it's like, yeah, I need to clear all of this. It's why like either I've fallen down the hole in Final Fantasy 15 where I'm doing all these fucking side quests. But it's like most other games, I'm like, I need to just mainline this, otherwise I get lost. And like that's what's happening like at Stardew Valley. It's like I got too much shit in my yard, and then I'm getting angry because I'm going to like the store and it's like, oh, we're only open till 3. It's like, what the fuck? Like,
you actually sound angry too. Like, this game provokes an emotion of anger in you.
I can recognize it's really well made. I think right now it might be a little too stressful for me. Like,
I don't know why you shouldn't feel any pressure at all.
Yeah, like
really just enjoy yourself.
At some point you're just going to have to get used to the fact it's like, oh, all right, well, it wasn't open, so I'll just get back to it.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not maximizing my day to the, like, how I should be doing.
You got to live life to the fullest, Chris. What are you doing?
Right, but that's the problem. I'm trying to. It's like I spent too much time cleaning my fucking yard. I know. Like
you just have to let go. Gotta let go.
I don't know how to do that, Jeff. I recognize it. I think the art style is really cool. I think the music is nice. It's like right now I'm not sure if this is the game for me though. Like. Because I'm lost.
It's too relaxing. I can't take it. It's too relaxing.
Yeah, it's stressing me out.
But it's maybe to a point where it's like I don't know what I'm doing, so I'm adding this stress on top of it because it's like I feel that there needs to be a goal. But it's like right now I need to clear my yard out, and then they're like, oh, if you come here, you can buy yourself a backpack. Oh, we're closed now. Sorry.
I want to make myself a bomb-ass yard. Like, I was to the point last night, I remember I started to sing and stuff, but I was having problems with, like, placing it how I wanted to, but,
And you're not going to be able to clear your whole yard at the beginning anyways. You're going to run into, like, the really thick logs and heavy rocks.
I've already done that.
And so you're going to need...
You need like, a better pickaxe. You need a better wood axe. I just got this garbage in my yard.
I don't know. I'm digging it. I see myself definitely putting some time into it. Between now and Christmas, I'll probably end up playing quite a bit of it. And
yeah,
it sticks.
I think what I might do is just play like a little bit every day. Like come back to like maybe a couple days worth of. Farming.
And if you got like podcasts you want to listen to or something on the side, it's a really good game for that. Except the music's also amazing, so
sometimes. Right.
I will say I do feel like this is kind of a weird rough port though. Like I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard the controller stuff is not like tip top.
Well, it seems very much designed for like mouse and keyboard, or at least mouse. Like so like all the menus are like tabbed and like there's a way around it. It just feels a little bit clunky.
I also noticed like stuff. I forgot what building I was in, but like almost every time I'd go in it, it would be like my character would stop moving as I'm walking, and then he would just kind of teleport across the screen.
That's weird.
It's like almost like it'll happen to you because trust me, it happened to me like several times where it was like. Stutters, and then also needs like where you know.
Well, I had a full on hard crash, like where
it, like, yeah, so it's like desktop, which is like I mean, this game doesn't seem super intensive in terms of like what you know,
right? It's just like no,
there's
it's like I'm going and playing you know Titanfall and Final Fantasy 15 after that, like it should be able to handle.
I get that there's like a lot going on in the game, but like it just. Performance wise, like I had some issues, but like it's not gonna like ruin the game in any way for me. That's fine, whatever. But
I hear there's like enemies and stuff. Like there's monsters or something.
If you go into the mine, there are. Okay. And depending on which depending on which farm you chose, if you come back at night, sometimes there'll be monsters.
Was there a choice of farm?
Maybe not that part.
No, at the very beginning, you choose like as you're making your character.
Right.
There's like a bar on the right. It's like,
oh, yeah.
Do you want to be? Yeah, it could be like your farm is in the middle of the forest, or your farm is like here. Like I just went with the basic vanilla. Like
mine's whatever the
standard farm. Was, yeah. You just had the standard farm then. I'm like, oh, I'm totally new to this. So I'm not gonna fuck around with like variants on the game. Like, I just want to do the basic.
Right.
Like, let's see how this is. But that's interesting as an option.
I can see why people enjoy it. I can see like a lot of time being sunk into it from people. I don't know if that person's gonna be me.
Multiple save files.
There are absolutely.
Right. You can start a new game because you can load. Like so like when you start it up, like you load your game and it, you know, you can choose which one it is, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So
if I start a new, let's say my girlfriend wants to play it, she can start a new game, it's not gonna overwrite my game.
Not unless they did something weird with the console version, but I have two farms going quote unquote simultaneously.
Okay.
Just have her get her own account, Jeff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I just don't like games. I don't like games that don't have more than one save file. I think that's fucking dumb.
Fair enough. all right. So Tony, I played some more Final Fantasy. I assume Fozzie did as well. But you finally started.
I commenced Final Fantasy.
So
I had more fun in the first 20 minutes of Final Fantasy 15 than I had in the entirety of the 6.5 hours I spent playing Final Fantasy 13.
Okay.
Which is a good sign.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Now that saying, I mean, if that entire 20 minutes was fun, well, I had no fun in Final Fantasy 13, so it was all upside.
Right.
Any
fun was more fun than you had in 13.
But, This group of guys, they're kind of fun. I like how they interact and make fun of each other and make jokes when they're driving around. I'm not sold on the combat system yet. It's still kind of funky to me. It feels like I'm controlling one dude and there's just a bunch of other people around.
That's exactly what you're doing.
They introduced you to techniques yet? Where?
Oh yeah, the techniques, the breaks when
the link strikes and stuff,
strikes and all that. Yeah, I've done all that. I've been through all the tutorials. I played through like some combat, and that stuff has all happened. It still just feels like I'm doing a lot of damage, and they're not doing a whole lot yet. And maybe that will change as the game goes along.
Especially for somebody like Gladio, who is like going to be your heavy hitter throughout the game.
Well, they all have so many. Gladio especially has like twice as many hit points.
I found like Ignis isn't very useful for me.
Here's what I've noticed is that if you equip, or at least in my advice would be to equip his, give him a secondary weapon with a lance.
Okay.
And he'll unlock a new link strike if Noctis is also using a lance.
Oh.
And that stuff.
It's stuff like that is not explained at all.
Right. Or it pops up in like a tiny menu on the side while you're fighting. So you can't actually read it. There's all this stuff going on the screen. You're fighting like four guys at once, and there's this little message like, great, I wish I could tell him.
But I've actually gotten Prompto to be pretty effective. Like, he pulls out a chain gun every once in a while.
Yeah, did you get the gravity saw or whatever they call it?
The circular saw, yeah.
That thing is amazing.
They will get... Actually, I feel they were pretty weak up until like I got a couple outposts in and was able to outfit them with better weaponry.
Now, all that said, like, this is an RPG and the storytelling sucks. It's just not good. It's become like a problem with Final Fantasy games. Like, they just kind of drop you and you have no idea what's going on, and they don't explain a whole lot, and it just
You mean sucks. You didn't watch the 90-minute CGI movie that explains?
No, I didn't. No. You know that it's like the it's like if the end of Metal Gear Solid 4, they'd made you pay for the ending piece. That's what it is. Except yes. In this case, it's the introduction. I'm not. If I sit down to play an RPG, I'm going to put like 35 hours into it. I shouldn't have to buy a movie so that I know what's going on. Like, that doesn't make any sense.
I didn't watch the movie either.
I didn't either. Even without that movie, I felt like I understood most of the story. Like towards the ending, it gets.
I'm a little with Tony. At least at the beginning, it was like, why are we doing? Like, I'm the fucking prince. Why am I going on a road trip to get my wife? Like,
exactly. That's exactly it.
That's a little bit explained, like as you get past the prologue portion of the game, I guess. So that it some of that is explained. It's never. I don't think it's great. Like,
yeah. Like in a game like this, like even if I enjoy the systems, like the game is going to lose me eventually if the story doesn't hook me in, and I feel like the storytelling is just not the quality to hook me in. But that said, I mean the game is beautiful. It's fun to play. It's nice to walk around, and I like fishing. Fishing is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It feels like actual fishing.
It does. There's actually some like nice quest lines that involve like fishing as well, like catch this type of fish.
Yeah,
and they're actually challenging to catch.
So. Feed the cat.
Yes, it's like
the cat doesn't want to eat the fish. You got to cook it properly.
Which I ran into a problem. I think we talked about it last week with the stupid Guitar Hero.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Like
that's so funny.
I had to buy a fish to feed that dumb cat. Final Fantasy 15. Pete, you played a little bit more, I guess.
I am on. Hold on.
You're finished the game.
Yeah, I'm at 30. Actually, okay, I'm at 37 hours.
Okay.
According to the in-game clock. I'm at the point where I need six more trophies. Six more, yeah. Before I've got the entirety of.
That's not bad at all.
No, I mean I got to kill the giant turtle. I got to level up everybody's skill, and I got to activate 50 spheres in the sphere grid.
Fozzie, how far in are you?
Fozzie has his mic off.
There
you are. You didn't realize your mic was off, did you, Fozzie?
No, I have. I've been in Google Earth this past 20 minutes. It's crazy in there.
Okay.
There's like a whole world out there.
It's scary. I'm like 4 hours in.
Okay.
Combat still sucks. Come at me.
What was that?
I'm sorry?
The combat still sucks. Come at me.
I think you're playing it wrong then?
No.
Well, I could see not liking it early on. Like I've grown to
get ready to not like it a whole lot because that's all there is to it, buddy.
Yeah, but I do think that like you know, with your powers and stuff like you get better at it and it does become a little bit like you're able to chain some cool things together and
that's the problem, is I can't chain. And it's weird lock on. I don't even log lock on it.
No, I don't even do that. Don't do that.
It doesn't really help to do that.
No, the camera sucks. So
I mean, yeah, I'll give you that for sure.
But once you get the Arminger, which is like the, you know, that'll help you chain stuff together a lot, Fozzie. But you need to
peel a little bit farther. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm still excited to play it. Don't get me wrong.
And I think like once you start fighting enemies that are more than just like those weird little rat creatures. And once you start leveling up and fighting the bigger monsters, like then the combat gets a little more interesting.
Okay. I trust you.
I mean, maybe you'll still hate it, but
I
don't think it's the best Final Fantasy combat system by far. But, I do find it's a little bit more engaging, like as I played more, and you're managing the meter on the left with the like the techniques and setting those techniques up to do different things. And
okay, well, I trust you. You wouldn't see me wrong, so
I try not to. And very briefly, I played a little bit of The Witness.
Yeah,
that's a game.
It's a game.
Yep.
I almost bought The Witness, but then I read more stuff about it. And remembered why I didn't buy The Witness the first time.
Good call.
I think the puzzles are cool.
That's all it is.
But
it's like a puzzle solving game with some
literally. Yes. But I think like the different puzzles are pretty interesting. So.
And there are puzzles everywhere, like not just the puzzle panels, like you know, like. You walk up to a panel, there's a puzzle. Like, the entire environment is puzzles. Like, everything, like, literally everything is puzzles. I mean, if you play it enough, you'll see. But,
I think I'm going to, like, I only played, like, very briefly. I got through, like, the tutorial area, unlocked the gate to get outside. Mm. And then, like, I did a couple, I think it says I did, like, 30 or so puzzles, which isn't like anything.
I just thought of this. For everybody who's beginning Final Fantasy 15, look to get the in the like sphere grid. There's a thing that says you can gain AP while driving.
Oh yeah. And, like, definitely, like it's under exploration.
Possible. Yeah, because that way, because like for most of the game, you're not going to be able to instantly fast travel to places, and at least this will give you ability points, and not be just like to look at nice scenery.
I'm gonna do that.
What?
That's gonna be the next thing I
thought. So yesterday I had a 9-minute trip that I had to take. God. I pulled out my DS and played Pokemon as Ignis drove me across the map. It was great. But yeah, Jeff, you were saying that like it's mostly there's puzzles everywhere there. So
yeah, like not you'll see some whole areas you have to solve. They're like environmental puzzles almost. Like it's not just going up to a panel. But then on top of that, the environment itself, like enough area, and you look down, there are line puzzles in the map of the like world itself. Like you'll see, it's pretty neat. Like there's just puzzles. You're like inside of a puzzle, inside of a puzzle, inside of a puzzle. They're everywhere. It's insane.
I was having early on, and I mean, I only played very briefly, like a half hour or so. But I was like, "What do I do next? Like, where do I go after I got outside of the first area?" Like,
there's just different areas, and I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's been almost a year since I've played it, but I'm like almost positive you could tackle the areas in any order you want.
They're supposed to be, the first seven, at least.
Like, I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. Like, that's more...
It doesn't matter. Like, I know you need, like, something to be pushing you one way or another, but, like...
Where do I need to go, Jeff?
Just go to an area, start doing puzzles there, and if you can't handle them or you get stuck, just go somewhere else. A lot of times you will come up to puzzles you are not equipped to solve yet. You don't understand the rules of that puzzle yet. And you'll be able to tell. Like when you come to, if you come up to a panel and there's all sorts of crazy shit going on, of that shit to fuck with it. Like you need to find like
right.
You think of the puzzles you do very early on and how they build upon one idea. You can tell when you get to like a beginning puzzle. Or like a type of puzzle, if that makes any sense. What I just read.
No, it does. So after getting out of that first area, like that you're locked in, I came across like a panel of it was like a bunch of blue panels that had dots on it. Like they were, but they progressed. So it was like the first one was like two.
Yeah, they'll be like in a line.
Yeah, and then there were like four, and then it was like eight. Like it kept getting more and more complex as it went on, and it was basically it was a connect the dot puzzle to get to the end. But it's like cover all these dots, but don't go. And then the number one's like, so you got to cover all these dots, but you got to go around this dot because it's a different color.
It's pretty cool how you will learn to solve them without like the game never ever tells you anything. Like.
Right.
I don't know.
I think what I might do is restart it and see if my wife would be interested in like trying to solve puzzles.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it seems like something that somebody
make your wife play it. That's it. That's
It's definitely no. I remember when I was playing it, like my girlfriend was like definitely interested in like watching me play and trying to help me solve the puzzles. It's definitely a fun game. You can have like two sets of eyes on, and like you have someone with a notebook. You definitely gonna want to keep a notebook for this one to like help you with them, because some of them you just need that aid, you know?
Right. It's something interesting for sure. So.
Play a little more.
I will.
Play a lot more.
Well, right. I don't. We are.
There are other things to play.
We are 3 days away from recording for Game of the Year, so. four days away.
Tony. Play it.
I'm not going to play it. I have other things to play.
I'm not going
to
play it.
I could play that or more Final Fantasy or Battlefield.
I played it and it made me nauseous, and they either might fix it or they might not. But I had gotten through enough puzzles where I was just like,
it made
whatever.
Pete vomit. That's enough for me.
I'll play a little more. I am going to play a little more, Jeff. Like so.
Do it.
Anybody else play anything?
Battlefield. So much better. I didn't get to play the new map though.
No.
I think I was playing with Don, and he doesn't have premium, so.
Ah. I did prestige or regen in Titanfall.
Ooh.
So, that happened.
I need to play more Titanfall. Although I'll say, I like Titanfall, but Battlefield is perfect. That's my problem with Titanfall.
Okay.
What?
The maps in Titanfall are not good. Everything about Battlefield is good. Like, I can't point to a specific part of Battlefield and say that's not very good.
Yeah, most of the maps in Titanfall are not great. It's just the gameplay that drives you through there.
Right.
It's like that gameplay's so good. All right. I don't know if there's any news.
I looked. I didn't find any. You'd mentioned Super Mario Run before, though.
Oh, right. Did you guys want to know about Super Mario Run? You want to know about
sure.
it?
Yes, I want to know about it. I want to know how your battery life is.
It seemed fine. I mean, I played like I did not sit down and play like a ton of it. But I booted it up. I played through the free version gives you the first three levels. And you can play them multiple times. There's actually a progression to each one. So there's a not hidden, but there's like special coins throughout the level. And by grabbing five of them, you'll unlock the next area of special coins. And then they drop five more special coins in the level. And that progresses all the way up, I guess, through three. So there's like three tiers. So basically it's like five, like getting a 3-star and like Angry Birds or something like that.
That's fun.
So there's more reasons than just like running to the end, because really the game is pretty simple. Like it's Mario starts, he runs from left to right, and you tap for him to do like a short jump, and you hold it for him to do a big jump.
Can he get like power ups like fire flowers?
I don't think so. At least if there are, I have not seen. There is there's the invincibility star. I've seen that. And there's the mushrooms that make you grow bigger, but that's just like kind of like if you get hit, you'll shrink down. So it's just like a life bar, really. I have not seen like any sort of special power ups though. The level design is all right. It seems very. Like, if this was played with a controller, you would be like, these are really easy Mario levels. There's nothing super complex about it. I'm not sure I want to pay $10 for it either.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's not a good thing to hear.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine. It's just like, there are $10 I could spend on other things.
I ain't spend $10 on no fucking runner game on my fucking phone. Fuck it.
My problem with it, I don't know if you guys have played the Rayman mobile games.
Nope.
Rayman Jungle Run and Rayman Fiesta Run, I think. They're like $3. And they're very similar to this, where it's like Rayman runs left to right and you press and you're trying to catch the little loomies as you're going through, and you need enough Lumis to get to the next level. You don't even need that here. You just need to get to the flag and Mario Run. But those Rayman games are like $3, and they come with what seems like more levels, and those games are way more complex and interesting than what they've done here. This is a perfectly fine runner, but I don't know if I want to spend triple what I spent on one of those Rayman games.
Yeah, that was my thinking. I have not even played it. Like, I'm sure it's fine. It's just like,
yeah, it's fine.
I don't play games on my phone enough to, like, I mean, outside of Pokemon Go, which I don't even play that anymore. Like, I don't know.
You don't? You're not trying to get Ditto? You don't want the new egg Pokemon?
It's fucking...
Right, it's so, like, dumb, man. Oh, my God.
It's like
if
negative,
it weren't for my...
It's like negative three.
My son is obsessed with these. This is the problem. My son's like, oh, I can't play. It's too cold now.
It's way too cold. I don't want to be outside more than I have to be. I already have to be out there way too much. So fuck that. It's like soul-crushing.
Well, I don't know why they didn't release this earlier. Like, maybe
it's a terrible
early
timing.
Fall.
I don't know why they haven't done a whole lot of things. Like, that game has just been a goddamn laughing stock since... like after its first couple of months of release.
So there in Mario Run, though, there's three modes. There's the regular world mode, which is called Tour, so that's just the regular levels. Then there's this thing like Toad something, and that's like you're racing against a ghost, and I guess you could race against, like, so if Jeff had the game, like, I could race against Jeff's ghost, and you're trying to gain more coins and kill more enemies and, like, basically outscore and outrun your friend or the random ghost you've chosen. And then doing that gets you stuff that you can then spend to buy in your kingdom, which is the third mode. So you're trying to rebuild the Mushroom Kingdom. And so you're, like, positioning mushroom houses and shops and like a bunch of weird stuff going on in that game. But,
does that have anything to do with the main mode, or is it just ancillary?
Well, it's like that. So, like, when the game starts, like, Bowser comes in and he destroys the castle and he destroys the Toad Village and rips Peach away, and then so, like, you're left to kind of, like, chase after Bowser, obviously, to save Peach, but also rebuild, you know, Toad Town or whatever, rebuild your kingdom. So, like, you spend your coins and stuff on that. And all that's because, like, I guess once you buy the game, like, you bought everything. There's no microtransactions in the game once you buy it. So, like, you can just earn everything in the game. But I don't know. I don't know if it's something that I'm willing to sink some time into or that amount of money, which $10 isn't a lot, but...
It's a lot for that kind of game.
Like, I spent $15 on Stardew Valley and... like,
right,
$5 more than this mobile game.
So. Right, but, I mean, Stardew, like, before you even finish everything, is hundreds of hours.
Like, five bucks?
Continually evolving mechanics, like...
This was $4.99, I could see myself probably jumping at it, even though I don't think it's as good a value as, like, the Rayman games, but 10's asking a lot. Like, you can get a lot of things for $10. A lot of games you can get for $10.
Get a lot more interesting games, yeah.
Like, I mean, we have sales coming up. Like, we're going to have holiday sales on Steam. We're going to have,
right,
like, Xbox and PlayStation are going to have sales. They're going to have games that are $5 that are more in-depth than this. And yeah. So, maybe...
But this has Mario.
Yeah.
Don't you love Mario?
I love Mario.
Fozzie loves Mario.
All right, well, Fozzie can buy it.
Only been told
I will say this, Christmas is coming. I'm probably going to get, like, some aunt or somebody on my wife's side is probably going to give me, like, an iTunes gift card, and I might use it on that.
Like, it feels like such a waste.
But I don't know. Like, I mean, I could just apply it to the account. My son will probably ask for it at some point, too.
So. Like, is it a game that you could see yourself playing at home in lieu of a 3DS or a console game?
No.
Because that's where you'd have to play it. Right?
Well, I mean, no.
Or at work.
anywhere you have a connection.
An internet connection. Like, it doesn't survive off of just LTE or 4G.
Yeah, it does.
The way they made it sound was that you needed a wireless connection.
No, you need to be able to connect for it to bounce off. But I played it from my car, not connected to wireless. Like that's actually, like, I downloaded it in work, but then I went outside at lunch and played it out there, and all I had was an LTE connection. So it is totally playable that way. If you drop that connection, I don't think it's playable at that point, but it does eat up some data, though, because it downloads those courses.
Yeah, the ones you're not allowed to play until you play.
So I hit the first one, and that was already booted up. But then when I went to go play the second one, like, it had to download that course, and it did it over my data connection. So I'm sure that I'm going to get hit with a big data usage this month. So that's it. Got anything else?
I'm embarrassed.
You're what?
Embarrassed?
Embarrassed, yeah.
For what? Why are you embarrassed?
I don't know. I look at cities. I go from one city to another.
He's in Paris. He's not embarrassed.
Oh, he's in Paris. Yeah. I thought he said he was embarrassed.
No.
Got it.
Same thing.
It's lovely here. It's nice and bright and sunny.
All right. Well, that makes more sense, Fozzie. I mean, I don't know why you're in Paris, but...
Who has Hitman? Because they just released the Christmas... elusive target that is the two guys from Home Alone.
Yeah. What?
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's the...
Which level?
Paris.
Paris. That's what we're going to be in.
That's like their go-to. But
like, they were chased out of America after trying to break into a house while a kid was home alone.
And now you have to kill them?
And now you have to kill them.
Wow, that's... I might have to play that.
Hitman! Greatest game ever. Discuss.
Game of the year is not until Tuesday.
Fozzie didn't ask us to discuss game of the year. He discussed greatest game ever.
Greatest game ever.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
also, just know.
Yeah, just know.
We do have a question, though.
Right.
Yay. So... Paul wants to know what are our favorite games that we've never finished, and he like puts kind of in like an example of like you had to have seen the credits, I guess. So,
you guys Witcher have, 3. Witcher 3.
Witcher 3.
Yeah.
Do that one.
That's sad.
Witcher 3's up there.
What's sad about that?
That you didn't finish it.
I played it for 60 hours. I got my money's worth.
Certainly did get money's worth.
I feel like there's a game where I played like 30 hours and then like the game save got deleted or something and then I never went back to it.
So I have two of those. One game I didn't particularly like, that was Final Fantasy VIII.
Hey, what?
That's a great game.
Yeah, it is, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like in the third disc I had gone up to a boss fight and then my memory card went bad and I lost the entire save. So that soured me on that game for life.
I mean, I can understand that.
But mine is it just came out digitally on Xbox Live. I think yesterday, and it's free now up until December 31st.
Oh, Lost Odyssey.
Yeah, Lost Odyssey. I hit a point in that game where I could not beat the boss, and I could not go back to game level.
There's a point in Final Fantasy VIII where that happens too.
And, I was screwed. I was basically screwed, so I never finished that game.
Is it good? Because I'm at...
Oh, it's so good.
I have
good.
It on Steam. I just haven't done anything with it.
It's free.
You have Lost Odyssey on Steam?
Or what's the other one?
Lost Odyssey was an Xbox 360 exclusive by Bitswalker. I don't think it ever came to PC.
It's good.
Yeah, it is excellent. It's
What was the other RPG that came out around that time that I have.
Shit. Around that time, I mean, there were two that came out around the same time. One was Blue Dragon, which I know Tony's played a bunch of.
Yep.
But they were both Xbox 360 exclusives.
Let me see. I'm gonna change my mind.
There's a weird Square game, or a bunch of Square games that came out around that time too.
Maybe that's one of them.
That weren't final.
Infinite Undiscovery.
That was one. Yeah, there was another one like that too, right?
Yeah, I can't remember the name of the other one. Infinite Undiscovery is an easy.
Oh, Last Remnant. That's what I was
the thinking. Last Remnant.
That's the other one. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Because I was like, it starts with an L.
Lost Odyssey is. In my opinion, the best Final Fantasy game that came out last gen.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Shots fired.
And it happens to be by the creator of Final Fantasy. So. So, Jeff, yeah, you should get that.
I will.
Especially since it's free.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll play it. Yeah, at some point. Just
Sean,
like
Sean said, it's the best game Sakaguchi ever made. That was ever a part
yeah,
of
I saw him say that. Yeah.
I don't know if I agree with that, but it's a high praise there. So, Jeff, what one do you got?
I don't know. I tend to get to the end of the games, but recently Metal Gear Solid 5 I thought was really great, and then I hit like a wall. I hit a point I couldn't get past, and I was just like, well, there's like other games coming out or whatever. It's like, fuck okay. It.
You can see that.
I do have a shameful one, though. Very shameful.
What's that?
I've never beat Mario 3.
What?
Really?
You suck.
I always stop at the 8th world for some reason.
Like I can't beat it. I'm just not going to.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I've beaten every other Mario game, and obviously like Super Mario World is easier, I think, than Mario 3, but I don't know why. I just have never. I don't think I've ever beat Mario 3. I've played through it probably 50 times, and I get to the World 8, and then, all right. Moving along now. I don't know why.
Jeff,
I beat Mario 1.
Jeff,
I thought we never beat it too. I never played most of them. So.
And a lot of those old games are hard, but like, dude, I've beaten the original Zelda a bunch of times. Like, so I don't know. I have never beat Mario 3. I don't think.
Jeff, and there's so many ways to do it now where you can like kind of just cheat your way through.
Right. Right.
Like with save states and
I should do that because honestly I don't think I've ever seen the end screen do it, so like even like on like a YouTube video, like I don't think I've ever seen the ending of that game, so I should do it.
Yes, do that, Jeff. Fix that one.
I'm stunned.
I told you it was a shameful one.
Yes. You've made us all disappointed.
I'm trying to think. I've beaten every other Mario game. Which is funny because Mario 3 is my favorite Mario. So I don't know.
Oh my god.
Maybe it's because I haven't closed the book on that one that allows it to stay my favorite. Like
it lets you always go back and have an excuse to play it again.
Yeah, I guess.
If I never beat it, it'll always be my best.
Yeah, I never.
It's the Mario that got away.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how.
Pete, what one do you got?
So the only game that I own, or at least this year that I bought that I didn't finish is I Am Setsuna, which I'm halfway through. I tend to forget about games that are just stored locally on my hard drive. I forget that I own them and
yes,
stuff like that. And it wasn't until I saw the question.
Except if you look at the hard drive of my Xbox, there's some of the games on there.
There's not even that many. There's like 5 games on my thing.
And somehow you're forgetting them?
I mean, I have Overwatch on there, and I tend not to look at the XMB very much.
Got it.
It's the great thing about rest mode. I don't ever have to look at the main menu. Yeah, I am Setsuna. I might try and finish that before Tuesday.
That ended up That was one that Sean said that he really liked. So
I really liked what I played of it. I just haven't gotten around to finishing it.
Fozzie, what's yours?
I think Witcher's up there. I played about 20 or 30 hours and quit. And I was really
dude. Wasn't addicted. This all your guys' game of the fucking year last year, and y'all didn't fucking eat it?
I finished fuck. Witcher.
You did. Yeah.
So did I. Thought I wasn't there, but I finished it.
Just because I didn't finish it doesn't mean I couldn't. And it wasn't my game of the year, but it was in my like top like four or something. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got to write a top 10 by the time that Tuesday rolls around, don't I?
Yeah.
It might be a top 5. I don't think I played 10 games this
year. Either that, Max Payne 3 I really enjoyed, and I didn't beat. Yeah, towards the end. I feel like some of those Grand Theft Auto games, I probably played put a lot of hours into, and I never finished.
Those seem like games that would be very easy to not finish the main story of.
Yeah. Because you get distracted easily.
I don't think I've. I can see what you're saying. I can see why people would do that, but like I always tend to beat them for whatever reason.
I beat a couple. I know I've beaten Vice City and 5 for sure, but I don't think I beat 4.
Chris never beat 5, right?
No, I beat 5.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, I beat it on the Xbox One.
Yeah, the ending sucked.
It did.
Certainly did not live up to the rest of the year, but
yeah, I mean, I think like,
all right, so The Witcher on a couple of those,
yeah.
All right, next time you hear from us, we'll be knife fighting over what we think are the best games of the year,
yeah.
I you know what? I don't think you're getting much of a knife fight out of me because I thought everything sucked this year. So.
All right. That's always good.
Like, it'll be the second year in a row where I'm really just like, there's games I like. Like, there's ones I like more than the other ones that I also think were, like, just okay, you know?
He's just bummed that Zelda didn't come out this year.
He is. He's very bummed.
That would be helpful. It would give me one game that was actually great this year, but
no, that's presumptuous.
I will guarantee you this: that Zelda will be better than any game that I've played this year. And
really, I don't know.
There, I think I brought this up like last week or maybe. But it's like I don't know, dude. There's so many games coming out next year that I care about way more than fucking anything that came out this fucking year. Yeah, like if next year turns out as planned, you're gonna have Red Dead 2, fucking Zelda, 3D Mario, Mass Effect. Like it's just all year. This year has been like
don't hold your breath on Red Dead 2.
No,
I will. I will hold it. I think it will come out.
I think it'll be May 2018.
Nah, I think it'll come out.
Yeah, I mean, has Red Dead ever not delayed one of their games? Not Red Dead, Rockstar.
They almost always delay something. Yeah. But yeah, we get Resident Evil 7 early next year.
Resident Evil 7. Like, it's just, the hits keep coming. And then this year, it was just like stuff like, I guess I'll play that since it's all you're fucking offering me. If all I have on the menu is fucking Battlefield and Call of Duty, I guess I'll play those. Like,
you should play those.
Well, would you not have, I did. Like, otherwise?
Absolutely not. Like, no. If you gave me, like, if, like, say Red Dead Redemption 2 came out around the time, like, late October this year, fuck no, dude. I'd maybe pick up, like, Titanfall, like, once it hit, like, was on sale or something, but, yeah, no.
It's funny. I played 36 games this year.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I played a lot of games, but a lot of them didn't come out this year.
I'm having trouble, like, whittling it down to 10.
That's a good problem to have.
I mean, I played probably somewhere in that ballpark, and I don't know. I mean, it's just fine. It's just,
there are games that, like, when I played them earlier this year, I thought for sure that they would be in my top 10, and they are not. Like, stuff like Ratchet and Uncharted will not make my top 10.
Yeah, I hear you on that.
I'm so but curious that does not to know mean then what's
it was a good year. I'm sorry, what's that, Peter?
No, I'm just curious.
He wants to know what's on my top 10.
But I mean, I get, you know, like, I was telling my dad about this before that, like, because he was asking me what I wanted for Christmas. Like, my tastes have narrowed so much because I don't have enough time to play everything I want that, like, I really am only interested in, like, the only video game I asked for this year was Dark Souls.
Yeah,
that's the
there you
big
go.
Game this year that I missed that I really wanted, and everything else just is, I don't know, not my thing anymore.
I mean, I haven't played Dishonored 2 yet, and I did not get around to Watch Dogs like that.
Right.
For that, I did not Watch get Dogs around to.
I really missed.
I forgot about Watch Dogs.
Didn't get around to Dead Rising 4. Like, Steep evidently is okay.
Yeah.
That was a game that, like,
we were
when
all
I saw the trailer, I was like, yeah, it looks great. And then, like, the early word on it was that it sucked.
Yep.
But evidently it's all right.
I suppose that's the best you could hope for a game everybody was shitting on when they first played it.
Yeah. Like, games like Quantum Break, like, are way down on my list. Like,
good.
Like, I really like playing that. Like, it was really, like, I enjoyed it a lot.
I might just have a top 5. I don't know if I played 10 games this year.
All I can say is once you play Dark Souls 3, you'll be happy you played Dark Souls 3.
Oh, I'm sure. Like, I know I like it. Like, I've been working. Yeah. I earlier this year, I was working my way through Scholars and stuff like that. And
I played that this year, too.
I never.
It's weird.
I wanted,
it's weird going
I played
that.
Bloodborne this year as well. Like, I wanted to get through that before I got to Dark Souls 3. And now I'm just like, I'll play Dark Souls 3.
It's so weird going from Dark Souls 2 though to Dark Souls 3. Like, it's just a weird adjustment.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I'm going
feels
from
a little different.
Bloodborne to Dark Souls 3, and that seems like a much more natural evolution.
I think that would be weird too, but, like, I don't know. Just Dark Souls 2 had a really different level design. Like, Dark Souls 3 goes back to, like, the very twisty, turny, like, turns back on itself type of level design. Yeah. I don't know. It's great, though. Oh, my God. It's so good.
All right. Well, we will be talking more about our picks for Game of the Year. We're going to have category awards are going to be they'll be next week, and then the week after that will be our top 10s. We are going to sit down and record all of this, though, early next week. So
scared.
Yeah. Evidently, no knife fight. So Jeff's not bringing his knife to the fight. So
I'll bring my knife.
Yeah, Jeff's not going to bring his knife. I'll bring.
I mean, at the same time, like, I understand Jeff's point because, like, looking at games that I've played, I don't have anything that, like, I could passionately defend.
No, me neither.
As
really.
Game of the Year, like, there are plenty of games that came out this year that I love. You know, I'm playing one right now. I love Final Fantasy 15, without, you know, flaws and all. But, like, I wouldn't stand up on a stage and explain to you why it's Game of the Year of 2016. Like,
it's like
this should be pretty easy then.
But at the same time, I'm also going to give everybody else shit for their picks because that's just
absolutely gotta. No, but, like, last year, at least there were a few things I could, like, be passionate about where I was, like, all, like, oh, Splatoon has to win Best Multiplayer, and it didn't. But
okay, well, I mean, if we're talking general categories, then yes, but, like,
I don't think there's anything, like, I'll fight you guys over, really. I really don't.
Oh, you'll fight.
All right, well,
because no Nintendo games came out this year.
Everybody should be prepared for rather boring next two episodes.
It'll be an hour long.
Don't listen next week. God, it'll be awful.
Well, that's the, you know, I was looking at the categories, and unless something's changed, there are some categories that only have, like, two or three games in them. Like,
well, they might have to be cut.
Just really sad. Like, best couch cooperative and stuff like that.
Yeah, you guys are definitely, like, you're going to have to fill that one in because I don't generally play co-op couch games, so
I don't either. I didn't know what
I like the category. I'm sticking behind it.
All right, Jeff, we'll drop some shit in there then. Okay,
I did.
Okay,
Overcooked.
I added Lego. Yeah, even though I would vote for Overcooked.
Well, I mean, we just need some stuff to have a conversation about. So
yeah.
Sure.
All right. We'll buy. Somebody will be talking next week about something. It may be boring, so
it'll be the fastest Game of the Year conversation ever had.
Lots of strategy games to talk about. So
yeah, buddy.
No.
All of them.
We're muting Tony's mic.
Tony's category has quite a bit in there. So.
And they're all probably voted or put in there by Tony.
No, I don't think Tony put
I didn't put anything in there.
I put them all in. So.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah.
Do with this egg festival, anything?
No, you're going to... So you just got to run around and try and collect the eggs, and you win, like, some money or something.
There's eggs? Where yeah, are little, they?
Oh, okay, so you have to go to the... you'll get a letter, right? This is between like 9 and 2. There's the festival.
Yeah, no, I'm here.
Fozzie, like, say goodnight.
Goodnight.